Back home again now, the national capital is abuzz today with federal politicians returning to Canberra in preparation for the formal opening of the new parliament tomorrow. The historic event of the week will be the national apology to the Stolen Generations on Wednesday. And while the coalition is set to support the apology, some within its ranks are still sounding reluctant, and the leader, Brendan Nelson, still wants to see the wording. In Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
It's a big week for Labor as it prepares to take its place on the government benches for the first time in almost 12 years. There was a spring in the step of government MPs as they arrived at Parliament House this morning for a caucus meeting. Janelle Saffin is one of the new Labor MPs.
It's an historic week to not only be here with the new Parliament, but to be saying sorry. You know, it's quite humbling and a privilege to be part of that.
After Wednesday's formal apology to the Stolen Generations, the government will introduce its first bill to dismantle the previous government's industrial relations laws. Labor's Sid Sidebottom.
Lots of legislation to come up, and I'm really looking forward to the industrial relations legislation and back on the map.
For some in the coalition, it's not so much fun to be back on the mat, preparing to face their foes from opposition. Liberal frontbencher Christopher Pyne is doing his best to sound positive.
Well, I must say this is my 15th year in politics, and I'm as excited about today as I was the first day I walked into Parliament House in 1993. Opposition brings new challenges and opportunities, and holding the government accountable will be of great interest to me and to my electorate. So, yes, I'm very excited about being back in Parliament House.
Last week, the Coalition Party Room decided to back Wednesday's national apology. But Liberal frontbencher Peter Dutton is still sounding reluctant.
What's your view, what's your personal view on the whole issue of an apology?
Well, look, I think everybody's keen to see the wording, to see exactly what Mr Rudd's got to say. And I just can't believe that 48 hours out, we still have not seen the wording.
There'll be two speakers to the resolution of apology in the Parliament, the Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader. Brendan Nelson is refusing to use the word sorry.
I spent the weekend writing my speech, by the way, and in part I make the observation that for many Australians wanting an apology, this issue of the forcibly separated generations of Aboriginal children is emblematic, if you like, of the relationship between our two different cultures and races over 220 years.
The long-awaited wording of the apology will become public tomorrow when the government gives notice of its motion. Dr Nelson is exasperated that he hasn't seen it yet. He spoke to Fairfax Radio.
The most important person he should be negotiating with is me. On behalf of those, not only my men and women whom I lead, who come from the length and breadth of Australia and represent different parts of our broad nation, it's very important that he actually sit down. We're 2 days away from this, for goodness sake. He should be sitting down with me and saying, these are the words which we propose. What do you think?
The other big issue for the opposition is what to do when it's presented with the government's Industrial Relations Transition Bill on Wednesday. Senior Liberal Senator Nick Minchin.
The coalition does believe in principle that our industrial relations system should retain the opportunity for individuals to sign their own individual contracts if they so choose, subject to a strict no disadvantage test. But we'll examine Labor's bill. We think the Senate should send it to a committee and properly inquire into it.
As for reports he used the F word in a confrontation with the former leadership aspirant Malcolm Turnbull, Senator Minchin denies it.
No, that's a nonsense from some observer. That's a nonsensical allegation. It didn't occur. Well, certainly not to my colleagues, to my dog occasionally, but not to my colleagues.
That's Liberal Senator Nick Minchin ending that report from Peter Donald in Canberra.